السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله، يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموهن فيهن أنفسكم، وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المقرم شهر الله المحرم، وأفضل الصلاة بعد المفروضة صلوات الليل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صوموا عاشورا خالفوا فيه اليهود، صوموا يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رسالة الدرر الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد، بارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Respected ulama, brothers, wufaz, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah has given us the wealth of iman. May Allah preserve and protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman, and strengthen our iman so that we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus. We have entered a new month, a new year. The month of Muharram is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Allah himself says, Akrimu shahrullahi al-muharram. من أكرم شهر الله المحرم أكرمه الله في الجنة، أو كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى through نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whoever honors the مبارك month of محرم, الله سبحانه وتعالى will honor him with جنة إن شاء الله. There is a beautiful dua in the hadith. We will recite it and learn it. When نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, when the new year, Islamic year dawn and محرم came, نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام taught the صحابة: اللهم أدخله بالأمن والإيمان. Repeat after me. اللهم أدخله بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ورضوان من الرحمن وجوار من الشيطان. The meaning is very simple. Oh Allah, let this month, let this new Islamic year 1439 be full of safety and security and blessings. Then salamati wal Islam, safety and with Islamic identification. Wa rahmati wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan, and preserve us from the traits of shaytan. May Allah Ta'ala make it full of barakat and blessings. As an introduction, we always speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we speak of the greatness of Allah, then we don't have the greatness of other things. And it is imperative of every believer, every reciter of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at some point during the day, night, some time to speak of the greatness of Allah. Introduce Allah to somebody who has not recognized Allah. Allah, Allah, kar, dil se apna noor bar, that increase the name of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be embedded in the hearts. Increase the recitation of Allah. Increase the praises of Allah. Allah ki ma'rifat, Allah ki ta'rif bayan karo, tab ke kisi ki ta'rif dil mein na rahe. Speak of the greatness of Allah. Talk of Allah as Khalik. Talk of Allah as Malik. Talk of Allah as Razik. Introduce people to Allah. Then the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be embedded in our hearts, inshallah. Every day we come for salah. How beautiful. Every second, every moment, azan is called Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is dawat-e-tamma, the greatness of Allah throughout the world. When the last person stops to say the word Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will introduce qiyamah. Allah ta'ala protect us from the difficulties and the hardships on the day of qiyamah. So recognize Allah from the creation of Allah. And talk of the greatness of Allah. How many times from morning to now we have recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know all the commodities in our shop and businesses. We know the names, we know the prices, we know everything. Allah Ta'ala won't ask us how many children you had and grandchildren you had. Allah Ta'ala will ask that where is my marifat? Hazrat Masihul Ummat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi used to make zikr and say, Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik wa nawwir qalbi bi noori ma'rifatik. Oh Allah, take out from the filth of my heart, the recesses of my heart, all the filth, all the false gods, and purify my heart solely for your pleasure, your rida, and you enter into my hearts. Grant me your ma'rifat. So the more we take the name of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more the noor of that La kalima will come into our hearts and practice on the dictates of that kalima, which has 24 alphabets, 24 hours spent according to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum traversed the earth, وَتْكُولُوا La ilaha illallah tuflihu. The message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the plains of Arafah was, say La ilaha illallah, you'll be successful. And not only the word, but by action, their character, they went with the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept, how his dealings were, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the hearts of people. May Allah grant us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said, Chor de sari masti ko, mita de apne hasti ko, chor de sari masti ko, basti basti kehta ja Allah. Say Allah, brothers. At least take the name of Allah with love and affection. Leave off all our pleasures, leave off everything for the sake of Allah. Chor de sari masti ko, basti basti kehta ja Allah. Go town to town, place to place, people to people. Introduce them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is required. Then comes Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We owe it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how are we going to promote his teachings to the other people? We have not met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoyed his companionship. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. But it is imperative for us to learn the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to study his lifestyle, emulate on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and promote his teachings. So three sunnats, inshallah, quickly. The first sunnat is the sunnat of salam. Man bada'a bi salam bari'un min an-nifaq. Whoever commences with salam and make the full salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and your brother that meets you, he should reply wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Introduce it, say inshallah, brothers. When we enter home, knock at the door, first thing, make the full salam into the house. Shaitan has no place in that house. When we don't make salam, we don't recite Bismillah, we don't recite Durood Sharif, we don't recite Surah Ikhlas or any verse of the Quran or Ayat al-Kursi, then Shaitan says in our home, there's free boarding and lodging and accommodation and food and meals and everything in this house. Allah protect our homes. When we leaving our homes also, make salam. Even if nobody is there, make salam. Make salam in our homes when we leaving. So when we meet a Muslim, we say full salam. And we meet a non-Muslim, we say assalamu ala man ittaba al-huda. Salam and peace on you. May Allah guide you. Wish him well. Maybe it's a means of hidayat. The second sunnah is of the sunnah of miswak. Very, very important. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, مُطَهَّرَةٌ لِلْفَمْ وَمَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبْ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that it purifies not only the mouth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets pleased. So many benefits. I'm just quickly rushing through it because it is a sunnah that is emphasized. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned if a person uses miswak and then makes wuzu and then performs that salah, 70 times multifold is the sawab of that salah. Keep your own miswak. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was passing away, the last few moments, he was so weak, he was so sick. Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, the last amal, action that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam performed, was the amal of miswak. Showing the importance, she said she made the miswak wet with her saliva, and then she placed it into the mubarak mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He touched it, she used the miswak to place on his teeth and his tongue and his mouth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, do it again 3 times, showing that this amal of miswak is so important. There are many benefits, physical benefits, ruhani benefits, spiritual benefits. But the least will happen, inshallah, if we habit of the miswak, is we will die on the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the third is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that the ummah is one body. If any part of the body feels pain, say if the head is paining, Allah protect us all, give us shifa and protect us spiritually and physically and emotionally and everything. Then it is said that the entire ummah shall feel the pain. And if the hand feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. Likewise, we feel the pain of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must make a lot of dua for those brothers and sisters suffering pains around the world. And also for peace and security and stability in South Africa. A'malukum ummalukum. There is a part of a hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what actions you perform, Allah puts the leaders above you there. Coming back to the main part of the topic, I wish to speak something about the Mubarak month of Muharram, Ashura and the Hijrah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, when he created the earth, the saba samawat, the skies, the heavens, the earth, the malaika, the jinnat, everything, Allah Ta'ala also created the alternation of the days and the nights. Allah himself says, there are 12 months in the Islamic calendar, lunar calendar. 29 or 30 days, averagely 354 days we have in the year, according to the lunar calendar. And we must observe the hilal. We find that we have a calendar very easy. The Sahaba used to observe the hilal, the crescent, and then make dua from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah to make amal on this sunnah, inshallah. On the 29th of every month, go out and search for the hilal. From the 12 months, 4 months are sacred. Muharram, Rajab, Zulqadah and Zulhijjah. This is the first month of the Islamic calendar, sacrosanct and sacred, not only in the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the previous ummahs also. So showing the importance, and Ramadan has its own significance. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala grant us another opportunity in the new year to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Who knows whether our name was written last 15th of Sha'ban in the deathless. Allah fill the qabr with noor of those marhumeen who have passed away. We don't know whether we're going to see another moment, another day. Allah Ta'ala grant us the barakat of this auspicious day of Jumu'ah as well. So the month is sacred and we have now entered this new month of Muharram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain events that took place on the 10th of Muharram. It's known as Yawmi Ashura. And so many important things. One of it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews were fasting. So he inquired from them, why are you fasting on the 10th? He said, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was freed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the tyranny of Fir'aun. So that is why we keep the fast. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Observe the fast. Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu. And he said, khalifu fihi al-yahud. Oppose the Jews. We will keep one day 9th and the 10th. Or the 10th and the 11th. So the first principle is that we observe the fast of Ashura. One. Number two is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in another hadith says, after the month of Ramadan, this was a farz fast first of Ashura. Then it became Nafil and Sunnah. 13, 14, 15 of every month. Monday and Thursday. Whenever we can keep the fast. And we must not be holier than thou upon anybody who does not fast. We should encourage our children, everybody, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday to observe the fast. The second thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, man wassa'a ala ayalihi fi nafaqa yawm ashura wassa'a alayhi tula sana, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever spends on his family, whoever is charitable, more generous on the day of Ashura, on his family, doesn't mean you must be lavish, doesn't mean you must exchange gifts, something extra to spend, something better to have as a meal, something to give extra to the family, even if you give a few rands to your wife, your children, as a token of appreciation. وَسَّعَ عَلَيْهِ سَائِرَ السَّنَى, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his treasure will spend and be generous to you throughout the year. How many favors of Allah we have upon us, say alhamdulillah brothers. So we make shukr. This is on our family. What about the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-khalqu ayalullah, fa'habbu al-khalqi man ahsana ala ayali. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, there is a family outside, which is the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what about that? Not only your family, biological family. We have the family of Allah. This is the yatim, the miskeen, the orphans, the destitute, the needy, those who are migrants in different parts of the world. We can say those in Palestine, in Kashmir, in different parts, Syria, and also Burma. Allah Ta'ala alleviate the pain. Help them, spend on them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give you barakah in your risk, inshallah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَلَىٰ عَيَالِ, that person is a best person, is one who spends on the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah ta'ala will ask us on the day of Qiyamah, when I was sick, where were you? What answer are we going to give to Allah? Oh Allah, I did not know I could have taken you to Al-Qadi hospital or Shifa hospital. Oh Allah, will ask, when I needed clothes, where were you? I could have taken you somewhere. When I wanted drink and water, where were you? What answer are we going to give? So understand this, brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that look for me where those people are weak and feeble in difficult situations. I am with the miskeen, I am with the yatim, I am with those who are displaced and placed in different situations. Imagine now our brothers and sisters from Burma crossing over into Bangladesh. They are our Imani brothers. It is our Islamic duty to help them in whichever way. Not only make dua, support, help, advise, go and meet them, take duas from them and give them well, wish them well, inshallah. And Allah alleviate the pain. Coming back to a very important lesson, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Makkatul Mukarrama. Aye duniya mein bahut paak mukarram bankar koi aaya na magar rahmat e alam bankar risai durus sharif allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyana wa shafiyana maulana muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Every prophet alayhi salatu wasalam endured pain, endured difficulty, so much so they spread the message of la ilaha illallah. They left their family, they left their houses, they left their dwellings. Same happened to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when wahi came to him. 13 years of difficulty in Makkatul Mukarramah. In Makkah, brothers, one salah performed in the haram is 100,000 sawab. May Allah ta'ala take us for Umrah and Hajj. Grant us the love of Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. We wish to go and visit. We wish to go and meet Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Mubarak house. We wish to circumambulate and make tawaf of Allah's house. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, due to difficulties, persecutions and hardships that the Sahaba, not only himself, his family and the Sahaba faced. Imagine once when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah right by the Kaaba. They placed the entrails of a camel on the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of difficulty. With all that blood smeared on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even get up from his sajda. His beloved daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala came. What are you doing, O people? O the people of Makkah, O the Quraysh, what are you doing to my father? Because he is saying towards one Allah, they used to worship 360 idols. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought them to the worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Tawheed. And he was spreading his risalat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up, she moved it, and she said, O Nabi of Allah, let us go home, O my father. And she wiped the blood on the face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that condition, hugged his own daughter. Hugged his own daughter. So much so, difficulty upon difficulty. 3 years of ostracization, boycott. A person goes to prison, he knows eventually I'll come out. If a person goes through some hardship, he knows I will find a way out. These are worldly things. My Nabi of Allah endured pain for 3 years. Not only boycott, after the boycott, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija al-Kubra, the beloved wife, passed away. His uncle who gave him support, Abu Talib, passed away. So much of other difficulties. That was period known as Amul Huzn, the period of grief for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala inspired him in the dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the dream of a Nabi is like wahi. And he showed him green pastures. You have to move to another place. It was difficult on the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 3-7 days he had the same dream. And he contemplated, what is this? Leaving the Kaaba, where Salat is performed. And we just established Salat. And the Ummah was on 5 times Salat. Yet there were difficulties upon difficulties. And today what is happening to the Ummah? May Allah make us amongst those who cling to the Masjid and perform all our Salat with Jamaat, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded, make Hijrah. I want to give you some lessons of the Hijrah, one or two stories, inshallah, but remember these lessons, that you don't like to leave your birthplace, you don't like to leave a Mubarak place. Who wants to leave from Makkah and Medina? But yet the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded, leave the Mubarak place of Makkah. He came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Quickly I'm going to run through the story with a few lessons. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was his companion. And he came to him during the midday. Normally he comes in the morning or in the evening and greets his friend, or the friend comes to his house. These are close companions. Your best friend is one who is a helper in your deen, brothers. Choose your friends, O youth, choose our friends. Don't go with those friends who want to take you astray, who want to take you on drugs, who want to take you out of the masjid. Come to those friends who want to take you in the path of Allah. Let's go for Umrah, let's go for Salah, who picks you up for Salah and brings you here. May Allah make our youth understand that they have good friendship that will help us not only in this world, Qabr and Akhirat, inshallah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he cried to him that this is my vision and the command has come that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed me we have to leave. O Nabi Allah, may I accompany you? Nabi of Allah said, certainly. I have kept 2 special camels reserved for this for some time. Nabi of Allah said, there will be a plan by the evening, inshallah we will leave and tomorrow we'll be on our way. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasalam, we must also plan, brothers. Khuzil amra bit tadbir. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam plan, a strategic plan. Everyone should have a plan. By plan, our akhirat. We plan 5 years, 10 years for our business. What about the plan of the akhirat? Have I chalked out my plan? Work a plan today from Jumu'ah. Make tawbah of all the past sins, inshallah. And say, oh Allah, now make me park in the Ashura. Make me park on this Jumu'ah. Forgive all my sins. And let me on the path of Jannat, inshallah. Allah protect us all. Because the mess muhajir, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, wal-muhajiru ma anhallahu anhu, man hajara ma anhallahu anhu. That Muslim is a Muslim from whom the other Muslims are saved by his speech and his hand. And a muhajir is one who not only runs from one place to another, moves away for the preservation of Islam, but runs away from sin. Abdul Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, muhajir yeh hai, ke sirf tarke watan nahi, tarke ism, tarke maasiyat karte hai. Doesn't move from one place to another place, or one town to another, just for the sake of business or woman or anything. Like the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, innama al-amalu bin niyat, that actions are judged by our intention. But it is said that hadith, he moves for the dunya, he gets the dunya. He moves for the wife, he gets the wife. But he moves for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will get this. So anyway, to cut the story short, they leave in the night. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was left Sayyidina Ali in his bed. And as he came out, he saw 12 of the Quraysh leaders outside. What did he do? He took some sand and he blew on them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And the Nabi of Allah walked out to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and in the camel they came to the ghar of the Hira. The cave of the Hira, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, went in and cleansed the cave of the, ghar-e-sur. The cave of the Hira, Wahi came down, ghar-e-sur, few kilometers out of Makkah. Go and visit this when you go for ziyarat. You will feel the spirituality in these Mubarak places. Sayyidina Abu Bakr went and he placed some holes. With his own kurta he tore out and one hole was left. He welcomed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, let me place my foot on that hole to cover that hole. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was welcomed. They performed salah. They made dua. And not only that, he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please rest. He placed the head of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his thigh and he made dua, O Allah, protect us. He could see the enemies coming. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sleeping. And what happened? Suddenly a snake or a scorpion, some of the riwayas say snake, bit or spat on the pricked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's feet. And what happened? The teardrop fell on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rahmatul lil alameen, sleep in the caving. And what happened? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets up. What happened, O Abu Bakr? He said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I tried to keep the pain, but the teardrops could not be contained. O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed his Mubarak saliva on the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. And what did he tell him? This is what we have to understand, the lesson of the hijrah. Illa tansuru faqad nasarahu Allah id akhrajahu alladhina kafaru thaniya ithnain id huma fil ghar iz yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. O Muslims of the world, don't fear, Allah is with us. The same Allah that helped the Sahaba in Badr, the same Allah that helped the Sahaba in Uhud, the same Allah that helped Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala in the cave, the same Allah that helped Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Fateh Makkah, the same Allah will help us inshallah against the kuffar. But we Muslims have to be united. We have to be haqq on the haqq of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and stand up firm and be firm in the path of Allah. Be firm on jihad. Be firm of jihadun nafs. Be firm on hijrah. Be firm on the lessons of Islamic history. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu also gave his life on the day of Ashura. But he was standing out on the haqq. That he said, what my Nana Jan will say on the day of Qiyamah. He left Medina, he left Makkah, and he went to Karbala. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. What are we doing? Imagine what the Sahaba will ask us. We gave our lives for Islam. What did we do, O Muslims of South Africa, when the Ummat was crying and being tortured and butchered and massacred? What did you do for Islam? So our time is valuable. Our money is valuable. Our life is an amanat. Give it in the path of Allah. Say inshallah. We had a beautiful istima. Allah accept the efforts of everyone. But the barakat of the istima will be spending some time in the path of Allah. Changing our lives. Muharram coming should be a change of the life. Not only that, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and them left from there, Amir bin Fuhaira used to bring the milk. 3 nights Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent there. He made dua. He made ibadat. How much of solitude that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when they came after that, he asked Abu Bakr, give me the sawab of one night of yours with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, not only that, my Nabi of Allah said, ask whatever you want. He said, I want to be your companion in Jannat. Not only companion in this world, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat. He could have asked whatever he wanted. But the Nabi of Allah placed his Mubarak saliva with his own hand on the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That is why he passed away in Medina Munawwara. They are buried next to him. Allah, take us to Makkah and Medina. My Nabi of Allah endured pain. 10 days of sacrifice. Hijrat means to leave for everything, brothers. Leave all the filth in our life. Leave everything for the sake of Allah. Make a niyat. Say, inshallah, I will leave off the life of sin. That way Allah must get pleased. And not only Ashura coming and going, Muharram coming and going. The lesson of the hijrah is, my Nabi of Allah made a change. He had to change the environment from Makkah and came to Medina, which became the capital of Islam. The Islamic charter was written and changed the face of the earth. Secondly, leadership qualities my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed. He went himself. First masjid built was Quba. Second masjid was Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Nabi of Allah worked and he said, oh Allah, maghfir lil ansar wal muhajira. He made dua for them and Allah has justified to them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So we need to make muhajir, hijrat for this. Thirdly is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent His wealth also, he bought the piece of land when he came to Madinah Munawwara. And then the migration of other Sahaba took place. And he established Madinatul Munawwara as the capital of Islam. So this hijrah should be our lesson. And we should identify with the Islamic calendar and write the Islamic dates also in our activities, in our reports. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala came up with the idea of an Islamic calendar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakat of this Mubarak month. Grant us the barakat of this auspicious day. And also Ashura is coming. Allah forgive us like how we forgave the people of the past. Allah Ta'ala forgive the entire ummah. Allah bring unity in the ummah. Allah send His malaika to destroy the enemies of Islam. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters incarcerated in the prisons and those in Burma, in different parts, Rohingya, in Kashmir, in Syria, in Palestine. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to those who are sick and those who have passed away. Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.